It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
All right, kia ora koutou anō. I hope you're all having a great afternoon at the moment. Joining me right now in the studio is alternative rapper Double Double, also known as Liam, who is about to embark on a nationwide tour, which is going to be their last tour here in Aotearoa, or last series of shows, if I'm correct.
Yeah, before I head off to go live in Bangkok, which is equally exciting and absolutely terrifying. Yeah. But yeah, I'm not sure when I'll be back. It could be a couple years, it could be 10, I don't know. So yeah. I figured before I go, it's like a good excuse to see the Motu and see some old friends, as well as be silly and dance.
Definitely.
Throughout the country.
Yeah. So you've been on BFM quite a few times in the past, if I'm correct.
I have. It does feel like a home away from home, for sure. Yeah.
But for those who may be hearing about you for the first time, could you please introduce yourself? Oh, no, how could you guys not know about Double Double? The Double Double. No, but for those who may be hearing about you for the first time, please introduce yourself.
No, for sure. I feel like I have, gone relatively under the radar for someone who's been around for an odd century or so. A decade.
Yeah. A tenth of a century.
I'm actually a vampire. No, what is Double Double? Double Double's me. It's about all sorts of seriousness packed up into a bunch of silly references just to make it a little more palatable. Like most people rap or sing or what have you about your life and chronic pains and lows and highs. Mm-hmm. But I'm also watch far too much television, so it's laden with colorful characters and
pop culture references
and innuendos, just to make it easier for me to do, as well as making it not too depressing. I still love to dance, that's
as you should Yeah. So tell us about your upcoming tour. What can we expect when you travel across the Motu?
Well, I just had a great start of it this weekend just been, actually. I was in Palmerston North and Dunedin, Papa Ioia and Otsuputi, and they came through. It was my two all-ages shows, and that leg was basically guided by just venues I've always wanted to visit and play it. So the stomach was, state-of-the-art.
Right, so you're also, ticking off the bucket list before you head over to Thailand.
I wasn't kidding. Very self-indulgent, but also, as well as bringing music and joy to the world. But these are places that I've just always wanted to play. Last time I was in Palmerston North, it was, an age ago, maybe even 8-10 years ago, with an act called Heavy. And we played Great Job, a great DIT venue back way when. And there's a few more that's taken its place. But throughout all that time, Stomach has stayed strong, a real sick community hub. And the energy there was incredible, and then yours in Dunedin, which was equally as impressive. A slightly newer venue, but also similar coke papa, just many hands takes a village to do some pretty incredible mahi down there. So I definitely highly recommend those two venues if you're ever passing through those cities.
Definitely. So why are you jumping ship and heading over to Thailand?
I just need a new start. Yeah,
mm-hmm. A change of environment.
Yeah, I feel like it sounds a bit backwards, but things are going really good to the point where I feel like I could easily get really comfortable and just stay where I'm at.
Yeah, so why not make them better if it's already going good?
For many years, so I think this is the time to just, go for a little challenge, and then if, forbid it doesn't work, we'll come back. And if it goes swimmingly well, then maybe we'll never come back, who knows. But we have lots of roots here, lots of family, so we'll definitely be coming back, but I just can't imagine it being anytime soon. So this is just my little farewell for those who know me.
And have you been able to check out the music scene in Bangkok or any Thai artists?
Yeah, actually, we met a year and a half ago for work and managed to see quite a few bands, actually. They've got a very rich scene, some real eclectic bands and also some really lovely pop that I quite enjoyed. I saw one of the coolest, I don't know if I call it a gig, but one of the coolest, handful of coolest bands I saw was actually at a real cringe, what's that burger joint? The newest? Is it Wahlburger or Whataburger? One of those ones.
Whataburger.
They just opened up in like one of the biggest malls in Bangkok, and it was just, yeah, just a really weird vibe. But all the bands that played were just so, just like exceptionally great.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, it was just like a very cute crowd of like maybe 40 odd people who were like diehard fans of those bands and were like getting selfies afterwards and shit. It was, yeah. But they ruled.
Nice, nice. Now, you've picked out a couple of tracks for us to jam to today on What's Cooking. Would you like to tell us about the first one that you've shown us?
Yeah, what have I lined up for
us? So it's called Minerals and Gems by John Wayne.
Yeah, John Wayne. I thought I'd do. I feel like some of them are kind of silly, silly for this section of your show. But this one's a bit more of a tasteful number. John Wayne's one of my favorite rappers, one of my favorite producers, and I feel like even though this isn't my favorite song, it's probably the most evident of the influence in some of my more boom bap type raps.
All right. Minerals and Gems by John Wayne.
Lucid, but I need to focus. Oh, shit. You live for that moment. It's funny. That's funny!
Holy shit, where'd you find this?
Yo. Let me begin by descending my hands into the essence. Feet are rooted in soil, using Atlas as leverage. I've been here since bacteria was bubbling. The world was just puddles and landmass was snorkeling forever. So let us prey upon these rappers eating lettuce. You bitches never ill enough to cipher in my presence. Wearing this food chain upon my neck, equator on my hips, hold the earth inside my breast. Hold the earth inside my breath, cause I tell you about this life until I'm clutching at my chest. That's right, your boy's doing it to death. I'ma do me and you can worry about the rest. We never sleep, we ain't worried about the rest till my big dick is 6 feet under. That's when you'll love me. Bathrobe and shorts, bumping Playboy bunnies. Long hair, don't give a fuck about your homie. Here to put the vision in the weave and walk slowly. If I ever hear you talk lowly about the boy low key, it's over. Respect, dude, like library books, primarily. A nice guy with fiery hooks. These words leave them shook in every cranny and nook. They're smoking bammer with the mans, hoping I never look as they should. Tell him I'm up in his hood, looking like a fucking lumberjack and chopping his broid. It's popping like the opera when I get this head, but when I get this bread, call me the phantom or the pasta. Kafka esque, and while it looked like it's doing the Atkins, my mind spread like tough acting to acting. You gotta drop the mic when you talk about back then. This isn't back then, no country for whack men. Don't let me justify my terrible action. Listen to the rhymes with minerals and gems. Listen to the rhymes with minerals and gems. Shit, minerals and gems. I'm in the cut, so what? So give it up, so what? Play it if you're fronting on me, you're fucking up, so what? I kick it from the sea, so what? To the space, so what? And I'm just giving you people a little taste, so what? And if I'm in town, okay, don't turn around, okay. Keep it moving like you didn't hear a sound, okay? Cause I'm a champ and I don't play around, okay? So if it ain't a pound, I don't want your ass around. I don't want your ass around.
Wait a minute, you people? What the hell you mean, you people? The fuck? Nah, bro, you gotta stop this shit. Hold on, man.
All right, that was sick. That was getting a...
Gosh, it's like... kind of unspectacular. Unspectacular, is that even a word? But like, and soft, but it just...
Oh, nah, that was a groove.
So
that was
hard, though.
That was solid.
So
hard, I was getting a little bit of like MF Doom.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah.
It just, yeah. There's something about John Wayne's production. It's got like the perfect amount of space in it to like really mess around, not only with his raps, but like the ad libs. And yeah, it's just real full, even though it's kind of empty.
Yeah.
Great contradiction.
And then, so the next track that you have got for us is Tear the House Up by Zebra Cats. Would you like to tell us about that one?
That's just a track that I used to always finish sets with, even back in the days with Heavy, a rap duo I was in way back when. And it is just, it's just held up. It's such a banger. Zebra Cats obviously is a formidable artist and not one of their most well-known songs, because it's more of like a housey number slash I don't know what genre to give it, but
like kind of house rap, is that
but I feel like more recently I've started ending sets and a bit of this kind of vibe, which I'll give you a taste of later, and hopefully that'll be the tipping point for being like, I gotta go to the show. But yeah, it's funny that this is a song that I used to play years and years ago, but I feel like the influence has only recently come through.
All right, cool. Tear the House Up by Zebra Cats. Let's go.
Yo, let's go way back to the basics. Damn, motherfuckers really just can't take it. Sipping all around and want a bite, wanna taste it. I'm that cat, yeah, I'm the black cat. Yeah, I'm that bitch that does it like that. You don't gotta say it cause the cat got your tongue. I don't gotta say it cause bitch, I get it done. Tell me what you did, what you done. What, you ain't know it, motherfucker, I'm the one. What, you ain't know it, motherfucker, I'm the one. Nah, none of these bitches in the back want sun. And a new young darling with a titty city kitty bad to the bone. School fish looking pretty with it. No, the girl can't cope. Yes, bitch, I know too dope. Bird like a polar bear, pussy ice cold. I'ma tear the house up and get down on this beat. Tear the house up and get down on this beat. I'ma tear the house up and get down on this beat. Down on this beat, down on this beat. I'ma tear the house up and get down on this beat. Tear the house up and get down on this beat. I'ma tear the house up and get down on this beat. Down on this beat, down on this beat. Tear the house up and get down on this bitch. When I'm up in your city, burn a pound of good shit. Pop champagne, cause I'm getting hella pissed. I'm a big black beast, you bet I'm gon' eat. Put it on your plate, you're hungry, bitch. Eat, don't feed these pigeons, cause they shit with the heat. I'm the underling king of the dark world thing. I'm the darkling king of the dance world thing. Come, wanna play with the kitten from the street. Bang, bang, with the demon to the stripper on the beat. Don't run them, I can fuck it up and leave it red and hot. Oh no, not the begging me to tear it up. Oh no, not the begging me to tear it up. Oh no, not the begging me to tear it up. Not the begging me to tear it up. Let's go way back to the basics. Damn, motherfuckers really just can't take it. Sipping all around and want a bite, want to taste it. I'm that cat, yeah, I'm the black cat. Yeah, I'm that bitch that does it like that. You don't gotta say it cause the cat got your tongue. I don't gotta say it cause bitch, I get it done. Tell me what you did, what you done. What, you ain't know it, motherfucker, I'm the one. What, you ain't know it, motherfucker, I'm the one. Nah, no, run them, I can fuck it up and leave it wet and hot. Oh no, not the begging me to tear it up. Oh no, not the begging me to tear it up. Oh no, not the begging me to tear it up. Now they're begging me to tear it up.
All right, that was sick. Huh? Oh, bit of a ballroom house rap. Love that.
Just the best of it. The best of everything.
Yeah. So are you gonna be finishing off the next sets you're doing or the next shows you're doing with that track as well? Or?
Now that I've said it, I feel like I should. But also, I've collected many a banger over the years. I feel like, I do. As much as I do finish with a bit more of a dancey set towards the end of my shows these days, it is always good to finish with an actual established popular song.
Yeah,
and then claim the vibe for your own. It's only as good as how you end your set.
Yeah. So the next track that you've got for us is a song by Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. I'm just waiting for that to load. Yeah, Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs called Garden.
Yeah. Super, super old track from, I think it came out when I was end of high school, just leaving. I was just obsessed. He's bloody promised to come two times now and then cancelled both shows over the last... I don't want to keep saying how old I am, because every time I go back for a reference, it seems like 10 years plus.
Confidential information.
Yeah, I'm feeling really old in this segment, but it's not necessarily super influential to my music, apart from potentially I love how lazily he sings, even though he's got a great voice. But just I love that like XX style, just like barely trying, which is kind of what I do whenever I do sing on my tracks, is just half asleep singing.
All right, Garden by Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. Let's go.
Yeah, my
All right, that was great. That was kind of like Toro Imoe meets chiptune, maybe. Oh, is it Toro Imoe or Toro Imoa? Anyway.
They both sound pretty decent.
Yeah, it was a good track. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. No, everything he's produced, even his remixes, actually, especially his remixes, because I feel like he weirdly remixes quite like bad tunes, but he makes them good. So,
yeah.
Yeah, totally recommend if you haven't already heard Totally Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs. An absolute gem. But also, fuck him, because, yeah, two shows canceled. That's crazy.
Damn. That's, here in...
yeah, like, yeah, just... And they weren't even, like, this kind of set. He was just coming to DJ, and they were quite... So, like, it was already not quite what I wanted, and then he gets...
Right,
the build-up, like, not even the letdown, that's, yeah. It's like just heartbroken. Not actually fuck him, but I'm heartbroken.
He just had to do the bare minimum, but yeah. Now, you've got a treat for us later, but before then, we have one more track that you've picked out for us. This is Death Shock by Lakutas.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dumbest rapper in the world, but my absolute favorite. Just like, this is where my core influence comes from just like silly as references.
But hell
he
yeah.
He is fire as.
All right, cool. Death Shock by Lakutas. Let's go.
I can't hear anything, is that bad? Cool, now I can hear everything. But my voice sounds weird, maybe. Oh, baby, baby boy, oh, my little baby. So, baby, baby, yeah, mommy.
I'm a death shark. I'm a blood eagle. I'm the dung that is rolled by the sun beetle. I'm the sun people. You are my sun people. Taste like sun. Talk like people. Proud black people. Think Don Cheadle. Russian Rico Suave. Yatu Sabe. Jewish Eddie Murphy in your barbershop. Mazel Tov. Molotov. Hot girl. Drop it like it's hot. What? Drop it like you sipping on a Mickey on a rock. See the Mickey on my watch. Put a hickey on my cock. Fuck the cops. Take your baby Uzi Wap. Turn your coupe into a coupe de top. While I'm chanting, I sing the body electric. My work a body eclectic. I am the fauna hydraulic. I puff the flora hydroponic. I mix the henny with the hypnotic. I'm a death shark. I'm a blood eagle. 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 I'm a death shark. I'm a death shark. Artsy fart 2010 shirtless Marky Mark in the apartment. When the sea parted, I was there with no clothes and no toes. Screaming no photos, looking like wild retarded. So future, so 3PO, baby, no TPO. Hey, he can use the three seashells. A beach whale attracting conscious young females. A little safari shorts and glasses, but still know how to shake their asses. From the 1 year abroad in the Caribbean. One abroad in the Caribbean is worth about 25 from any other region. Keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep dreaming. Keep bleeding, keep dreaming, keep dreaming, keep bleeding, keep dreaming. I'm a death shark, I'm a blood, 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 I'm a death shark, I'm a death shark.
My blood is made of bone and other people's blood.
Sick. Death Shock by Lakutas. Now, Liam, you're going to give us a bit of a freestyle, right?
I like to say it was a freestyle. No. This is very much prepared.
All right. Well, that's either way.
I've never been much off the top of the dome person. Yeah, I can't cipher for shit. But, you know, if at one point in another, you know, when you first write, it was freestyle then, you know.
Well, this will be the closest thing to a freestyle that we've had on BFM in a long time. So either way, I'm pretty excited.
But yeah, it's generally how I close out my sets. I'll probably do something a bit different for Saturday. But if you dig this, please come along this Saturday to the actual cornerstone of the music scene, Whammy and its big goddamn pillar that's literally holding us all up. It's going to be sick. Geneva Adem, Samara Alufa, and myself. Double.
All right, take it away.
Let's do it.
Shit out the gate, 108, and that's in a foot race. When I step to the plate, I run a straight, I ain't come here to play. White boys in my yard want a milkshake, but mine be a thick shake. Tossing a little shade, no cap, no plate, no hat, and it's all days. State bring the earthquake, but it ain't make your plate break. My words for Lee Wesley with the blade, let it rest and marinate. Food buddy for a short cake, bloody like a cabernet. Don't be afraid, who wanna taste? I promise it's homemade. Out of the way, got no brakes, I hit him with the fake, put him on skates. Ooh!
Wasn't obvious already. My shows are a bit of a workout.
Face rep, shoulder like leg rest. Stage right, stage left like a V-neck. Leapin' back and forth like a beep test finesse. Just pull me by the head, give me bed head. I'm gonna make you swear. Well, I'm giving you, I'm gonna make you swear. Baseline's heavy like my appetite. Eyes bigger than my stomach, got the overbite. Always on the mellow up in black and white. Brown coat on vanilla like a Klondike. But your teeth in the glow with the black light. Or the sweat drips down from the good side. I hate that the punchline cute like. But I don't really want my mom to hear all these words right, cause they're nasty.
Alright, that was absolutely sick. We got some cheers. Yeah. Unanimously.
I promise
the whole BFM office. All those
screens aren't just me.
No, the whole of BFM office is absolutely rating that. That was awesome.
Thank you. There's more drifts to come. That was just 2 of 7 Tokyo Drift remixes. So, you know, just to give you a little taste of what's to come. But yeah, Under the Radar, get your tickets, get your pre-sales. Early Bird's already gone, but we got some other ones up now. And, you know, you don't want to miss out on
no,
this
you don't.
Glory.
Yeah, so this Saturday, Whammy Bar, double Whammy?
Doors at 8, yeah. Whammy Bar, just... Old Faithful, not double. I don't think I got the chops to fill out double Whammy on my lonesome just yet.
Oh.
But well, Samara Alufa and Geneva Adem, two of my favorite local artists. It is going to be absolutely beautiful and a real bloody knee workout.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, I mean, Whammy's the OG venue anyway, so.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
If those walls could speak.
Yeah. So do we have... Are you still up for giving away any passes to your show, maybe?
Yeah. If we want to give away a double pass, just say, you know, I got the strongest knees or I'm the fastest. And, I guess I'll leave you to pick the best text. What number
sure.
are they texting into?
Yeah, sure. So if you are interested in catching Liam or Double Double this Saturday at Whammy Bar, text in with your name and B card number with what should they say? I got the strongest knees. Is that what you said?
Just flex on us. Show us how you're gonna rock up on Saturday. You know how what's your presence on the dance floor? And we'll put you on the door with a +1.
All right, cool. Well, Liam, Double Double, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, so lovely to meet you. Thank you.
All right, cool. That's it.
That was what's cooking on 95 BFM.